switching the order up just a little bit today. We got an extra song after the sermon before the Lord's Supper. But wow, let me just say, wow. Thank you for the time of worship. I might even be able to preach a little bit after worship like that. So thank you, guys, everybody, the worship team and everyone. So I forgot to mention in my opening, time for children's church. Rock kids. Anyway, I forgot to mention that I had a really good doctor's visit on Tuesday. I got to see Dr. Montana, and good news, I don't have to take any more medication or whatever, and so I can tell, yeah, thank you. I heard that there was just incredible amounts of prayers for Dr. Montana, in particular, be wise, and he was the wisest man I've ever met. I think so. Thank you for your prayers. Anyway, I can tell I'm just getting stronger and better each and every day. So still got a little ways to go, but I'm so glad to be just feeling better and whatever. So again, thank you for reaching out and all your love and prayer and everything and support just through this time. So one thing that I learned, and I've heard from several of you, you'll absolutely agree and amen this, that our hearts are kind of a big deal. Our hearts are a very, very big deal. If you walk into the emergency room and you say, I'm having trouble with my heart, they skip all that paperwork stuff and all of the security things and all the insurance stuff, and they just take you right back. And they start digging into what's going on with you and your heart. Hearts are a big deal. Doctor comes in, and he is very, very concerned about what's happening with your heart. They want to make sure that you're not going to flatline right there with them not on my watch is what their motto is. Hearts are a big deal. They take it very seriously. Nurses and all the staff, doctors and everyone, they pay a lot of attention when one of us has an issue with our hearts. We know that physically our hearts are vital. They're very, very important, but also, aren't our hearts so important emotionally? Many people, many of us have sad and even hurting hearts at times. And boy, a sad or hurting heart is miserable to live with. The loss of a loved one causes such sadness in our lives. Bad news today, boy, negativity, the state of the world that we live in today cause sad and hurting and aching hearts. The world we live in, the news we deal with, the issues and struggles that life sometimes brings and throws at us leads to heartache and even heartbreak. We know that physically our hearts are so important. We know that emotionally, the condition of our hearts are very important, but even more vital than physical or emotional heart health is our spiritual heart health. Having a spiritually healthy and holy heart is important and even essential. Today we're going to look at the 100th psalm. It's my favorite psalm. I guess it's my favorite psalm. Depends on what my mood is or what I'm going for, but the 100th psalm is one of my absolute favorite psalms, a psalm of triumph and victory, and you'll learn today even more contained in this incredible song of praise and worship and shouting to the Lord and triumph and victory and who our God is. And this psalm so clearly reminds us, it challenges us to be reminded of who our God is and who we are. The book of Psalms is poetry. It's worship songs sung by congregations, the nation of Israel, to praise and worship Yahweh, their God, our God. Many written by King David, but also other authors as well. This is, again, one of just the sweetest and simplest and praiseful, worshipful psalms in the entire book of Psalms. So let me read Psalm 100 to you. Let me read God's word. Verse 1 says, let the whole earth shout triumphantly to the Lord. Serve the Lord with gladness and come before him with joyful songs. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us, and we are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and bless His name, for the Lord is good, and His faithful love endures forever, His faithfulness through all generations. Pray with me. Most gracious, loving, powerful Heavenly Father, we come before You this morning with heads bowed and eyes closed in humble recognition of You and Your majesty. And Lord, we invite You into this very place. We pray that You will fill it. And Lord, open our hearts and our minds to better and more clearly understand You, who You are, and what You've created us to do for You. So Lord, we thank You for Your word and this message. And I pray that You speak through me this morning boldly and clearly. Lord, move among us that Your will be done and that You are richly blessed and glorified. It's in Jesus' name this we pray. And the whole church said, amen. So Justin Olson's running the video stuff today. And he came down, knocked on my door this morning, and he says, I just want to make sure that your the title for your message is like six H's. And I said, yeah, that's exactly right. So anybody want to take a stab at what the six H's, if you know, don't say it, but if you take a guess, what do the six H's stand for? Time's up. How to have a healthy, happy, and holy heart. How's that? That was too much to put on the slide, so we just went with six H's or whatever. How to have a healthy, happy, and holy heart. We're going to learn that together. So right now, through this biblical passage, we're going to discover how it is that each of us can learn to have a healthy, happy, and a holy heart. And this is a big verse that we're going to look at, a monumental verse, very important verse, and that is verse 3. But the answer to so many different issues that we deal with, especially within the church body, especially within the functioning of the church, but really all issues, so many issues, the answer to so many of the struggles that we face, even sin, the answer to sin and our separation that sin causes between us as sinners and a holy and perfect God is really spelled out and answered in this verse 3, the beginning of verse 3. Let me just read it to you. It's so simple. Verse 3, the beginning says, acknowledge that the Lord is God. You're going to hear that said over and over and over throughout today's message. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. The answer to struggles in life, to issues in the church, to issues and struggles in your family and work and wherever you're at, acknowledge that the Lord is God, that He is. That He is the triune God. Acknowledge that the Lord is God, that He is eternal. Acknowledge that the Lord is God, that He is the God of heaven and earth, that He is the creator of all things. Acknowledge that the Lord is God and that He is sovereign, ultimately in control of all things. Acknowledge that the Lord is God, that He is full. He is full of love and grace and mercy and justice and peace and patience. Acknowledge, each of us in our lives, that the Lord is God and that He is omnipotent. He's all-powerful. Acknowledge that the Lord is God, that He is omnipresent. He is everywhere, all over, at all times. Acknowledge that the Lord is God, that He is omniscient. He's all-knowing. He knows everything. Acknowledge that the Lord is God, that He is God, and that He is all. And that God is in all, and that God is above all. He is the author and the perfecter and the finisher of our faith. Acknowledge at all times, child of God, that the Lord is God. He's our deliverer from sin and death. He's the defeater of sin and death, and He is divine. acknowledge that the Lord is God, that He is the great I Am. Acknowledge that the Lord is God, that He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Acknowledge that the Lord is God, the Ancient of Days, my personal favorite name for God. Acknowledge that the Lord is God, Yahweh, Jehovah. You and I, we could go on and on and on about who our God is and acknowledging Him in all our ways. But here's the issue. Here's the struggle, is that many, many people all over the world don't want to acknowledge that God exists. They don't want to acknowledge that the Lord is God and that He is all these things that we just read and mentioned. Many people all over don't want to acknowledge God at all. Even followers of Jesus struggle with this at times. Even born-again disciples struggle with acknowledging that the Lord is God above all things, in all, and above all. When we don't, when we struggle with, refuse to, and don't acknowledge that the Lord ultimately is God, then our hearts are messed up. Our hearts are sick and heavy and burdened. Our hearts ache, and we don't even at times understand why. Our hearts are heavy and not happy, not healthy, and certainly not holy. When followers of Jesus get to a place in our lives where we stop recognizing and acknowledging that the Lord is God, the opposite of that, or what even helps, I guess, more with that, as we acknowledge that the Lord is God, look at what this verse continues to say. It says then that He made us. He made us. And we are His. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. I like this little saying. If you take notes, this is one you'll want to write down. Put people in proper perspective. Really, it should say put yourself in proper perspective, but yourself doesn't start with a P. So I had to say put people in proper perspective, but it's really you. Each of us, to have a healthy, happy, and a holy heart. One, we need to acknowledge that the Lord is God in all our ways, at all times, and then remember that we are His. That He is the one that's created us. We are His followers. We are His possession. We are His sheep in His pasture. Let me tell you, this one is huge. If you want to have a healthy, unburdened heart, live your life acknowledging that the Lord is God and that you're His. That's it. He's God and you're not. He's God and He's in control and you're just simply His subject, His servant, His slave. No longer slave to fear, but now a slave to the King of all kings. If you want a healthy and happy and holy heart, live a life acknowledging that God is sovereign and in control, and we're just simply His subjects. That one is huge, not recognizing who God is, not recognizing who we are, leads to a very unhealthy heart, a heart that is unnecessarily burdened and out of rhythm and all kinds of messed up. Everything in life gets upside down and backwards when we stop recognizing and acknowledging that God is Lord, and that the Lord is God, and that we are simply His. Selfishness and pride come from not recognizing that the Lord is God and not recognizing that we're simply here to know and love and serve Him and help others do the same thing. All of that come from not acknowledging that the Lord is God and that He made us and that we are His people and the sheep of His pasture. He is Lord and He has dominion over all creation, including you and I. I like that saying, stop the stinking thinking. Stop the stinking thinking and think about God and don't think so much about us and it puts everything in proper perspective. One of my favorite pastors that I got to meet and hear speak and whatever wrote a book, his name's Phil Hunter, wrote a book called Thinking God. It's a thick book, but the bottom line, the cliff note, super cliff note version is, everything in life, all the issues and struggles are boiled down to, am I thinking God or am I thinking self? It's boiled down to that simple. So what happens when you and I live a life of acknowledging that the Lord is God and we are His? We're simply His sheep and we're following the great and mighty shepherd. We'll look back at verse 1 and you'll see what happens when our hearts are light and full and healthy and happy and holy. Verse 1 says, let the whole earth, let all those that are experiencing what we just went through in verse 3, let the whole earth, let all y'all shout triumphantly to the Lord. I love that image and that thought. I love to think about us shouting triumphantly, all of His followers, all of His children, because we know, love, serve, and follow King Jesus, who has won the great victory for us, so we can then shout triumphantly to the Lord. Because in Christ, in Jesus, you and I are way more than conquerors. Here's the challenge. As we think about verse 1, and you guys got done worshiping in a powerful and meaningful and emotional way, but let us never be guilty of shouting more for our favorite sports teams than we do for our God that has delivered us from sin and separation and given us victory over death and hell and sin and its horrible consequences. Let us never be guilty of singing more of our favorite secular song than we do in praise and worship together as the body of Christ. That's the challenge. Verse 2 continues with what it is that we're to do as we recognize God and us. Verse 2 says, serve the Lord with gladness and come before Him with joyful songs. Man, oh man, as a pastor and a leader, there's nothing that warms my heart more than just seeing folks plugged in and serving the Lord. I'm so humbled by how many of you signed up to get information about being plugged into different ministries, and that ball is rolling. Let me tell you, it's a lot of you, and there's a lot going on, so it's not just instantaneous, but the bottom line is that many of you want to serve the Lord, and that is awesome. It's great and wonderful to see people wanting to step up and serve, because God's Word says, know that the Lord is God, and you're His, and then it says, serve the Lord with gladness. You and I are created and given gifts to serve the Lord with. Use our time and our talents to serve the Lord. I love to see folks that are gifted in an area and then serving in that area, because the joy that's on their face, the joy in their heart as they're passing out bulletins and greeting people at the door and serving coffee and passing out the offering plates and leading worship and all the different things, to watch people that are gifted and called to do what they're doing and do it in the Spirit of the Lord is awesome as a leader. It's what gets me up in the morning, helping you to follow Jesus and love Him more and serve Him more. That's what this is all about, and do it with gladness. I can remember as a lost person, and then as a baby believer, and well, for many years, watching Teresa's grandfather, Grandpa Al, serve the Lord in the sound booth at our home church. Man, for decades he did it. And he'd be back there doing all the stuff, and it gets a little stressful at times, and microphones and worship teams and all that's involved in that, but he'd be just humming and smiling and singing along with the worship team and the worship songs, and he'd be whistling before and after different worship songs, and it was just cool to see a man that understood his calling and his gifting and used it to help other people worship the Lord, and to see the joy in his heart. If you're here this morning and you don't yet know where you're supposed to serve or what you're supposed to do, but you want to experience this joy that I'm talking about, just see me after worship. Let's get together and have some coffee, decaf coffee for me. but some coffee, and we'll talk and discover what God has uniquely gifted you to do for Him. And you can too experience joy in your heart. It's great. Serve the Lord with joy and gladness and whistle while you work. And then look down at verse 4, because there's even more. Verse 4 says, enter His gates with thanksgiving. You want to have a happy, healthy, and holy heart? Live life. Enter God's presence with thanksgiving. Oh, and His courts with praise. Come into His presence with praise and joy and thanksgiving. Give thanks to Him and bless His name. Isn't that an amazing picture? What a challenge for each of us to do. Man, you want to know how to have a happy, healthy, and holy heart? Be more thankful than you are upset and disappointed. Acknowledge that God is God and that we're simply His. That's how to have a healthy, happy, and holy heart. And always, let me tell you, truly, always be full of praise and thanks. There's always somebody worse off than each one of us. There's always somebody that is in more struggle, difficulty, more pain, or whatever. Live always with joy and thankfulness and praise. And let me tell you, your heart will be much lighter, much lighter. Jesus tells us that His yoke and burden is light, that we're to come to Him and just lay down any of our cares and concerns. Give them up to Him. Let Him work those things out. He's really good at it. We're not so much. Let Him do it. And wow, experience the lightness, the joy, the peace of allowing Him to do what He wants in His perfect timing. Give thanks in everything and bless His name. Oh, I hate to hear the Lord's name taken in vain. TV and movies today, it's like just constant. I always correct them out loud. I guess that's my excuse, whatever. But oh, bless the Lord's name. Never curse. Don't curse each other. Don't curse others. Never curse God. Bless His name. Thankfulness and joy and peace and patience and kindness. Many of you, well, there's more. Look at verse 5. If you're wondering, man, I don't know much about God, and I really don't know how to acknowledge that He, the Lord, is our God. I didn't know I was really His. This is all new to me. Is God really good? Should I be praising Him? What could I possibly be thankful for? Verse 5 tells us. Verse 5 says, for the Lord is good, and His faithful love endures forever. His faithfulness, He is faithful through all generations. Many of you have just poured out love and support for my family and I. You know, most of you know, if you've been around for a while, that I've had a difficult couple of months. Had the falling and breaking of my mother's leg, and then the consequent surgeries, and then the unexpected passing away of my mother, and then doing her funeral and dealing with an 83-year-old father that's now on his own in the big family, great big family home, and what to do next. Lots of stress and sadness and pressure and anxiety through all of that. Got the influenza A right after that. Of sick 3 weeks, that was a good one. That was a doozy there. And then had the heart issue, a flutter, whatever, and had to go to the emergency room. And life-altering, Linda says, life-altering medications for a while. And then I got the stomach flu 2 days after being in the hospital and violently ill for some time. And let me tell you, through all of that, God never, ever abandoned me, never left me alone for a moment. In fact, He proved His ever faithfulness in answering my prayers, my family's prayers, and your prayers. He blessed us in many, many ways, primarily answering my decades-long prayer for my mother's salvation. God is ever faithful. God is good all the time. He brought us together, and He has blessed my family with you, bringing us 7-Up and Gatorade and cinnamon rolls and ice cream. I didn't say you're always healthy, but you're blessing us in many ways, multiple kinds of soup and offering to do all kinds of things for us. God has blessed us with you. You guys have blessed us in huge ways, and I know some of you have said that we've blessed you as well. The answer to, is God worthy of being acknowledged, that he is above all things and ever faithful? The answer is yes. Absolutely. All the time. Because God is so good. Let me tell you, it's been rough, but God is ever faithful. Never once did we need or want for anything. Through all of life's difficulties, through a day when it seems like negativity and pessimism are celebrated, when it seems like there's more bad than good in life and on the earth, let us ignore that. Let us put that to the side. Let us instead be thankful and joyful, serving the Lord together, recognizing that he is in control and we are simply his people and his sheep and his followers. And let us shout praise, shout out to the Lord. Let us exchange the heavy and burdened hearts that we sometimes carry. Let us exchange those for a healthy and a happy and a Christ-centered, we could call it a holy heart instead. Pray with me. Father, we thank you so much for who you are and for what you've done for us. Lord, we thank you that we don't have to live in misery and agony and depression and stress. Lord, you have given us a way out, and that is simply recognizing who you are, recognizing who we are, and then living a life of thankfulness, service, joy, and praise. So Lord, as we prepare to continue in worship here today, let us truly, with all of our hearts, shout out to you, shout triumphantly to you, because you have proven your worth. Lord, we love you. We praise you, we exalt you, we thank you, we pray all of this in Jesus' perfect name. Amen.